That's Marshmello and Halsey, Y95, and Be Kind. I am joined by the general manager and coach of the Yarmouth Junior A Mariners, Lori Barron. Lori, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
No, it's great to be back in studio.
Oh, my gosh. It's kind of exciting and almost... It was the season that almost never happened. I was scared to death that we weren't going to have one at all.
Yeah, I guess we didn't realize how much we missed hockey until it was gone. So, yeah, it's great to be back.
Really, really exciting. Now, we're looking at a whole different world when it comes to what's going on because of COVID. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how things work now that COVID is happening? How many people are you going to get into the Mariners Center?
Well, we're hoping to get close to 600 with the bubbles. Obviously, it's not perfect for a team that is used to averaging over 1,100, but it's the best we can do with the hand that we were dealt. So, we're going business as usual as it gets. For me, I guess my job is to make sure the product on the ice is good, and we're real excited. We think we've got a very good hockey club, great mix of veterans and younger players, and I like this team. I think people will be excited to see the finished product.
No question. Let's talk about that. One big trade that just happened. Fan favorite Brent Broders is coming back to town. That was a big one.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, I don't know if anybody's adding a Brent Broders type player in this league. Brent, he knows the town. He knows the way we play. He was in Ottawa and Smiths Falls. He's back here for his 20-year-old year, and I'm expecting big things. And for people that seen him play as an 18-year-old, they should be excited because he brings a lot to the table.
Yeah, he sure does. Now let's talk about some new players. Let's talk about some new players that you have, because I know you've got some big guys, you got some fast guys, and a whole new battery doing goaltending too. I mean, it's pretty exciting stuff.
Absolutely. Well, Jordan McKenna is back from the Mooseheads. We had a short sample size of Jordan last year before we lost him to the Moose, so he's back. He'll be a big impact player. We've got Reed Voss, a rookie from PEI, mm-hmm. an exciting player. Had a great year in midget last year, and he's ready for junior. Brendan Murray from Edmonton. Everybody would remember Jordan Murray. Brendan plays a fast, aggressive style. Probably not as tough as his older brother, but he brings some a little more skill set to the table. Chase Carter, that was a huge trade. We got Chase out of Edmonton, a 20-year-old, a very solid defenseman that adds a lot of offense. Michael McQuaid's 6'5" defenseman from right shot defenseman from PEI, be a cousin of the Mr. McQuaid that played for my Boston Bruins when they won the Cup.
Right on.
And Alex Hussey, we got Alex from St. John, New Brunswick, played prep school hockey last year at RNS. And then Hayden Richardson, AP with us a little bit last year, mm-hmm. played midget, very fast, skilled defenseman. And then I really think our goaltending is as good as anybody's in the league with Justin Samara back for a second season after a great rookie campaign. And Dominic Rodrigue, who came to us from Quebec, he's played in the States the last couple of years. And I think it's a fantastic tandem in nets.
That's two strong goaltenders. I almost feel like that's not a main goaltender and a backup. That's a tandem.
Well, that's definitely 1 and 1A.
Yeah.
They're battling each other every day, and you're making my job real tough to see who I put in. But that's I think now you see in a season where you feel like you can make a long run in the playoffs, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. So I think having two 20-year-old goaltenders is a little bit different. But I feel like that's a tandem that, you can sleep well at night knowing that if there is a little injury or something, that the next guy can jump in and carry the ball.
Right on. How about returning players? What do you have for a core?
Well, we were very lucky last year because we only had three 20-year-olds. So we've got a ton of returning players starting up front. Sam Gillis, Jonathan Reese, Curtis Lang, Carson Landsleeve, Michael Johnson, Ben Charles, Ryan Semple, Riley Main, and Daniel Surrett. And then on the back end, Karen Burke, Caleb Boudreau, Hunter Livingston. And then Justin Samara and Nets. So real solid core, returning players, and maybe some younger guys. You think of, you know, Ben Charles and Ryan Semple, who two local guys that got their feet wet last year, had solid seasons. And then both of them have physically stronger. Ben Charles put on 15 pounds. Both look great and real going to have great seasons.
I see a twinkle in your eye. You're excited about this team.
Oh, darn right. I mean, and it was kind of the season that we weren't sure whether we're going to get going, and I was scared to death that you know, what we put together. This is a year where, you know, last year was a year that I think we surprised some people after the championship season. I think, you know, we could have made some noise in the playoffs this year. Those kids have got the year under their belt. They're veterans now, and I really like the look of this club.
Okay, tell us a little bit about what the season's going to look like, because it's going to be drastically different from before because of COVID. It's a shorter season. There's going to be kind of a round robin. Everybody's getting into the playoffs and a lot of regional action.
Yeah. We're going to play some extra games against Bridgewater and Valley. Basically, it's four divisions, I guess. Mm-hmm. SoShore and Valley and ourselves in one division, and then Truro, Pictou, and Amherst in another division. And then we also just play a home and home against the other side, I guess. So 40 games. You can't, every game means a little bit more. Need to get off to a good start. Every team makes the playoffs, but everybody's shooting for the bye in the first round, not have to play a mini series. They're kind of scary. So, that's our music so far has been we want to finish in the top two and get that bye in the first round.
Sounds like a good plan. Now, tell us a little bit about other things. Billets, for example. How are you on billets? Do you have any need?
Well, certainly we can always use billets. That's, being a small town and not having, you know, we've got, I think, four local players, so everybody else has billeted. We need housing for 18 billets, so it's ongoing. We can always use billets, and it's such a great thing and a unique thing for Yarmouth that the strength of our team is in our billets, and they make the experience for the kids. So we're always looking for families that would like to be part of it, and it's pretty neat, you know, to be able to. Right now, tickets are, there's going to be fistfights over tickets, so being a billet family and getting a couple of tickets is kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, no question about it. Okay, so what are we going to expect this weekend? It's a home and home series with South Shore. You're in South Shore first off, and then back in for Halloween. At Halloween night, you're here for the home opener.
Well, there's always the South Shore. There's a rivalry that starts before they even drop the puck.
Yep.
You know, we don't like the guys down the road from us, and that's what is it, the Battle of the 103? It's a great rivalry. We've had the upper hand the last couple of years in the playoffs, and I know they don't like it. I know there's probably a picture of us and their dartboard, so we need to be ready to go. They've got two of the Blair Gendronoff will be one of the top players in the league, and Ozzie King from the Mooseheads will be a very good player. So we need to find a way to shut those guys down and use our depth. So yeah, two tough games. We'll go try and be road warriors on Friday night, and then get the season opener or a home opener out of the way on Saturday.
Right on. Lori, let's do this again. Let's keep up with what's going on.
Absolutely.
All right, thanks a lot. That is Lori Barron. He is the coach and general manager of the Yarmouth Junior A Mariners. Go Mariners. Can't wait for the start of the season, which is happening on Friday on the road, and then we're back home at the Fish Tank on Saturday night.